Sizzling WHOT weather. Guess what, summer lovers? We're in for another scorcher. Hot, muy caliente, and hazy with the high temperatures of red hot 101 degrees. So flip on the fan, reach for the beach, or sip some lemonade in the shade, because summer is here.
Lemonade, my favorite summertime drink. I love the summer. Around here, the days are long and sunny. The air feels warm, and everything is green and growing. No wonder it's the perfect time to be outside. And not just for people. There's a whole other world out there, a world of animals that's growing and changing. All summer long.
Summer by Ron Hershey. Photographs by Thomas D. Mangelson. Read by Ossie Davis. Run outside to play in the warm summer sun, where the grass grows tall and sunflowers fill the fields. Baby bears play just like you. They grow fat and round on fresh summer grass and learn to catch their first fish dinner down by the riverbank. Summer is time to learn and to grow. Baby mountain sheep learn the safest path to summer meadows. Gosling wings grow stronger, their voices louder. Up in the trees, the songs of spring suddenly soften. Warbler mothers and warbler fathers, busy feeding their young, have little time to sing. Hummingbirds sip nectar for themselves and catch bugs for their tiny babies. Baby birds flap their wings to beg for juicy spiders, beetles, and ants. Then one day, the baby birds finally fly, testing their wings on the warm summer air. In summer heat, coyote's coat is sleeker, cooler. And ptarmigan hides in feathers painted like a summer meadow. Summer is time for baby moose to grow. And grow. And grow. By summer's end, it is hard to tell who is mother, who is daughter. And now that his antlers are fully grown, the bull moose carries a heavy weight. Caribou grow new summer antlers too. They wander far to the north in the land of all night sun. Here, great white bears hunt at the edge of polar ice. The far north is where the snowy owl hunts as the long days end and summer's last golden slumber. Then wolf howls ring. A cool wind feels like fall is near. Another winter will soon be here.
Hey gang, WFAL's asking you to check out the colors, man. Green is gone, the red and yellow leaves are here. You gotta say bye-bye to those birdies. They're packing up, headed south. Put on some funky flannels, cause the WFAL forecast is crisp and clear. Away with those beach chairs, man, cause it's definitely cool out there. Fall is in the air.
Pumpkins are one of the best things about fall. Now, meet Seymour, my very own personalized version of the jack-o'-lantern. And I was able to make him with some of the vegetables of the season. He has zucchini eyes, squash for ears, and a parsnip nose. Now, in many parts of the country, fall is harvest time. After a long summer of growing, lots of fruits and vegetables are ready for picking and eating, like pumpkins, apples, and cranberries. Cranberries grow in these marshy wetlands called bogs. Here in Wareham, Massachusetts, the Beaton family has been growing cranberries for four generations. This may not look like any farm you've ever seen, but that's exactly what it is.
I'm a farmer because my dad and his dad were farmers, and I learned to love this business.
I knew I wanted to be a farmer. When it was time to go to college, everyone was either going to be an engineer or a nurse or whatever, and I always liked to be outdoors, and I had a great opportunity here with being a fourth generation in a good-sized family business. But basically, it takes a great deal of commitment to be a farmer, and lots of times farming comes first, above family, above friends, and that's the hardest part about it.
The experience of working and being out in nature is what farming is all about. Farmers like to work with nature, and it's pitting your knowledge against your expectations of nature.
Our cranberry bogs are low-lying pieces of land that were planted 80, 90, and even 100 years ago. And this is where our cranberries come from today. The cranberry plant is a long vine. We part the cranberry vines and we pick an upright. We find that we have on this upright three cranberries. When we split our cranberry open, we find it's white inside, the seeds are red, and we have air pockets. These air pockets are what makes the cranberry want to float when we flood our bogs for water harvest.
The first thing we do is we'll flood the bog with water. This enables the berries to flow up on top of the vines, then we can come and beat them off with the machines. The machines, they'll actually knock the berries off the vines through the bars and the agitation of the water, and the berries will float to the surface. After we harvest the berries, the takeoff crew comes behind me and actually takes them right off the bog.
So the berries are floating, and they're floating free in the water, and you need to be able to control the movement of the berries to the elevator in order to get them into the truck. How we do that is we take the rakes and push the berries up the elevator. They won't go up by themselves. You have to push the berries up the elevator.
My favorite time of the year is the fall, right now during the harvest season, because what we have done for the last 365 days is right here before us. Farming, it's different from a lot of other businesses. We work day to day with the land itself and Mother Nature. And if things go right and Mother Nature is kind to us, at the end of the year, which is this time of year in October, we can reap our reward, which is cranberries.
Hey, this is WICY. All you icy listeners, those snowflakes are gonna be falling soon, and so's the temperature. Hace frío. Baby, it's cold outside. There's no season like snow season. So bundle up, you snow bunnies. Today's gonna be a cold one.
Winter. In my neighborhood, winter days can be cold and snowy. Now, just the thought of that makes some people shiver, but not me. I love to bundle up and go outside. It's the best time to build a snowman, ride a sled, or glide across a frozen pond. Now, winter isn't like this everywhere you go. Depending on where you live, winter can look and feel very different.
Florida!
Winter may be cold where you live, but here in Florida, it's nice and warm. And that's really cool. After school, I like to hit the beach. Ice skates are out, but inlines are in season, even in February. Oranges are fresh off the trees in the middle of January. Visitors fly here to get away from ice and snow. Here come some of them right now. I don't even own a scarf or a pair of boots. Of course, gloves are another story. I use one all winter long.
Alaska!
You think winters are cold in your part of the country? In Fairbanks, Alaska, it's so cold you'd freeze if you didn't know how to dress right. The snow arrives before Halloween and sticks around to way past Easter. But a little snow doesn't stop us. We find all kinds of neat ways to get around. In the winter, there's not much daylight. The sun doesn't rise till lunchtime, and by the time I'm eating dinner, it's long gone. Winter nights are long, cold, and beautiful. Especially when you can look up in the sky and see the aurora borealis. In winter, the kind of radiation from the sun actually glows in the night air. Just look at that light show.
Arizona!
Here in Tucson, Arizona, winter doesn't look much different than summer. But in the desert, the winter air is cooler and the sun doesn't feel as burning hot as it does in the summer. You hardly ever need one of these. Not much rain around here. But once in a while, if you're really lucky, it snows. Snow on cactus, that's really awesome.
Vermont!
If you like winter, then you'll love Vermont. When the snow starts falling around Thanksgiving, those first flurries are just the beginning. Winter here is fantastic. Sure, it's cold, but most of the time you're having too much fun to notice. To go hiking in winter. With a pair of snowshoes, you can go anywhere. Some hikers have all the right gear to get around, including thick, warm fur coats. When the snow starts to melt and the days grow longer and longer, I know this winter is history. Here comes spring!
Here's a newsflash for all you WBUD listeners. Kiss that snowman goodbye. Step outside, look around, it's springtime. Hello, sunshine and warm, balmy breezes. Careful walking on that new grass. Those teeny tiny baby blossoms are coming up.
Life wakes up in the spring. Tiny buds begin to bloom, trees sprout brand new leaves, and it's time for me to fill my window with pots of flowers. In spring, some animals also come out after a long winter's rest, and others are seeing the world for the very first time.
This baby caribou was just born. He's about ready to take his first steps. Uh-oh. Or is he? This walking stuff is pretty tricky. Meanwhile, down on the prairie, only 1 week old, a baby bison wants to play. Mom's kind of tired. She's taking a little snooze. No problem. There are cousins to keep you busy. And a whole herd of aunts and uncles. Here comes one of the world's youngest mountain climbers. No ropes, no boots. Baby mountain goats follow mom up and down the steepest slopes. Watch your steps, kids. This mom nests until her chick starts pecking. Welcome to the world, baby pelican. Yellow warbler chicks are born hungry. Okay, who ordered the caterpillar? Coots can swim from the day they're born. Hey, is this a pond or an obstacle course? And there's always time to stop and smell the flowers, or eat them. Ah, let's see how that caribou's doing. Whoops. Well, keep trying, little guy. Who do we have here? Great horned owl chicks know how to keep warm. Redneck grebe chicks hang on to mom's back. Great view, and snacks too. Lunchtime for this white-tailed fawn. And there's always room for one more. Springtime is playtime for bear cubs. Hey, watch those claws, you two. Okay, caribou. Come on. All right, you've got it. Now that's what I call an upstanding family. Each of the four seasons has a story to tell about the way things grow and change. And here are three stories that are perfect in any season. But you don't have to take my word for it.
If you're just dying to know what's happening in the animal kingdom, summer, fall, winter, and spring, check out this book. It's called Nature All Year Long. Find out how groundhogs hibernate, snoozing the entire winter away, and how chipmunks leave their holes and look for food in the spring. Summer's my personal favorite. The days are long and there's plenty of time to play. And the animals and insects come out to play too. You'll see bunny rabbits, butterflies, ants, bumblebees, and turtles. Everybody's playing in the sun. This is a jammy book. It tells you everything you need to know about the seasons. I'm Kareem, and I give this book 2 thumbs up.
Season's greetings. How do animals feel about the changing seasons of the year? Here's the book that answers that question, Turtle in July. Here's a book that's filled with fun poetry. Each poem tells how a certain animal lives in each season. The animals jump, swim, and fly right off the page. There's a swift, wide-eyed deer running across the snow in January. There's a cow who approves of June. And what would April be without a chasing, chewing, charging puppy? I'm Jenny, and my favorite season is summer because it's my birthday and we're off to the beach. Find your favorite season in this wonderful book.
All living things go through changes. From an egg will come a bird that flies. Pinecone seeds will become a forest. This book is all about changes that happen in nature. It's called Changes. This baby fawn is really cute. As he grows, he changes into a big guy with horns. Horses change too, from foal to mare. In the fall, the leaves on this tree turn a beautiful orange and yellow. A caterpillar changes into a butterfly. The photographs help you see the changes that go on in nature. Look at this one. Isn't it beautiful? I like to watch the changes in the sun as it sinks down behind the earth. My name is Gabriella Madova, and reading this book will make you think about nature in a whole new way.
Okay, listen up. This is Freddie Colon telling you to break out that sunscreen, summer lovers, because your favorite season is back. Here's a weather tip coming your way. It's W-H-O-T, caliente, hot, hot, hot out there. Oh, yeah.
From summer to fall to winter to spring and back to summer again. The cycle of seasons never changes. And no matter where you live, the plants and animals will show you the changes that each season brings. As for me, I'm going outside to enjoy my favorite summer sport. I'll see you next time. Today's Reading Rainbow books are Summer by Ron Hershey, photographs by Thomas D. Mangelson, published by Cobble Hill Books, an affiliate of Dutton Children's Books, a division of Penguin Books USA, Incorporated. Nature All Year Long by Claire Walker Leslie, published by Green Willow Books, a division of William Morrow and Company. Turtle in July by Marilyn Singer, illustrated by Jerry Pinkney, published by Macmillan Publishing Company. Changes, written by Marjorie N. Allen and Shelley Rotner. Photographs by Shelley Rotner. Published by Macmillan Publishing Company.